Blog Talk Radio.
Cloudy skies and rain clouds have come to stay. Windy nights and sad sights won't go away.
La, 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 la.
But I wanna be without a care. Unicorns and butterflies everywhere.
Welcome everybody to She's On Radio. You got me, KC, and my co-host.
Y'all already know who this is. This Teddy.
All right, boy. You don't got to tell me. You don't got to sound sexy like that.
Lord Jesus.
All right, we're gonna get straight to the punch. First of all, I wanna wish everybody a happy 4th of July. I know it's after 4th of July, but we was not here to tell you happy 4th of July. So, happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th.
And we definitely got an awesome cast tonight. Let me tell you something. Your guest, I'm not going to introduce them. We're going to let them introduce themselves. Because this is not even about me and Tay tonight. It's about them. So, one by one, if y'all don't mind, can y'all introduce yourself?
Sure, I'll start first. This is Jay, a.k.a. Angela's DMC from District E. Shout out to Casey and Teddy. Thanks for having us on.
Hey, what up? This is Chris, a.k.a. Cade. Yeah, I'm here.
What's going on? This is Tori, a.k.a. Teller. I love that Cyndi Lauper song. The music was awesome. I loved it. Thank you for having me on.
How y'all
What's
doing?
What's up,
it's
everybody?
Ali.
What's up, everybody?
Ali?
Yeah, that was me.
Go ahead. Oh, it was like a double team thing going on. What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Willow. Shout out to everybody listening and tuning in tonight. We appreciate the love and support.
What's up, everybody? This is Teresa, a.k.a. Tasha. Shout out. Hey, Casey and Tay.
Hey. Oh, hey.
On the show.
Hey.
Hey, everybody out there.
Is that everybody? I think that's everybody, is it?
Everybody?
The awful silence that came over the phone.
We are missing one person, but I promise you when she get here, we're going to bring her in. She's going to introduce herself. Sin, definitely. First of all, I want to thank y'all for coming on. This is District Heat, ladies. District Heat. If you do not know about District Heat, I'm going to need y'all to go to YouTube right now. All you got to do is type in District Heat. It pops up. Look at it. Support them. Subscribe. Share. Tell everybody about it. I'm telling you it's the best web series out there. If you don't believe me, but hey, that's all I'm going to say. I do got a question for you ladies tonight. I want to know. Well, I don't want to know. Yes, I do. A lot of people have been in my inbox asking me to ask y'all this. So they want to know who's single and who's taken.
Well, I'll start. it's Jay. I'm one of the single ones in the family, you know. Yeah, I'll just say that. I'm one of the single ones.
All right, this is Kat. I am happily engaged, and it will all be going down September 7th, 2015 for me.
Yes.
Awesome.
Congratulations. I'm going to be a flower girl.
Hey, this is Ali, and I'm taking. You just broke a lot of girls' hearts, Ali. You just broke a lot of girls' hearts. Oh, well, then in that case, let me rephrase that. Ali is not taken. TK. Ali is in limbo right now.
Right.
Right. Taylor is a Tori is taken. I don't know what Taylor is.
It's complicated.
Hey, Krista's single, baby.
Okay.
In real life, nah, I'm taken.
Okay. I have another question. What makes District Heat to you all different from all the other shows or the series that's out there going on? In your words.
To me, what makes District Heat different is that a lot of people, they don't realize that it's always two sides to every world and every story. Like a lot of other web series, which I love, like they always focus on, you know, either they were born into money or they have like million-dollar contracts or they superstars or something like that. And in reality, that's not always the case. Like, you know, there's only one Ellen. You know what I'm saying? There's only one Oprah Winfrey best friend, Gail, that, you know, she keep in the closet. Like, you know, we don't have millions. You know what I'm saying? So it kind of shows you the reality of it. The reality of it is there are some of us that actually do what we have to do to get money, and then there are some of us that choose to take the other road or the high road and to make something successful of themselves. So it just shows you every single aspect of the lesbian world and what we go through.
Okay.
There go that awkward silence again.
I know, right? Teddy, did you have any questions for District Heat?
I got a question. Where do y'all see District Heat going besides YouTube? You see it coming to cable TV or even a movie in the theaters?
Hopefully. I mean, we wanted to go everywhere, not to mention the fact that we got a lot of talented people that's not only actors, but we got singers and we got rappers and, you know, people that's trying to get their hands into a lot of different areas of business. So hopefully District Heat is a movement that allows people in the DMV to all take part and, you know, make something big happen. You know, we've gotten people to pop up that I didn't even know was in District Heat. I knew them before District Heat, and I was like, wait a minute, when I watched the series, I said, I know that girl. So it is a lot of opportunities for other people to kind of express themselves. So hopefully it blows up and becomes something really big.
That's what's up.
I can't wait to have, you know, it's going to happen. We ain't going to say we can't wait.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Definitely going to happen. Now let me ask you a question. Ali, somebody wants to know this. Somebody wants me to ask you this question. They want to know what's going on with you and Tinka.
Nothing much, really. You know, that's my best friend, so we have a lot of chemistry, but also she is somebody that I used to mess with in the past.
Okay.
My homie. Level four.
Okay. And outside of District Heat, I want to know exactly who is each and every last one of you. Like, what separates you from your character that you play on TV?
Oof.
The only thing that separates me from my character is just a couple of years. Almost, it's pretty much me straight out. So.
Okay,
yeah.
Chris?
Yeah, it was me. Yeah, I was just about to answer, too. No, but yeah. Yeah, what separates me from my character, I guess, I mean, same, not much. I mean, like, I guess the relationship status a little bit, but other than that, I'm going to school, you know what I mean? I'm still young. I'm not too young, though, so I'm still, you know, doing my thing, so that's it, you know?
Mm. Okay, what about Tasha?
Where's Tasha at? Hey.
Too late.
I think Tasha got cut off. Tasha, you still here?
Uh-oh.
Okay, what
Hello?
About Willow? Yeah, Tasha, that's you?
Yeah, y'all hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Y'all hear me now? What's the last thing y'all heard me say? But my character, basically, I can relate to. So we're a little bit different, but not too far different. That's
good.
Okay.
And what about Taylor?
I would never smash a homie or anything like that. But other than that, everything is spot on.
Okay. What about
well,
Jay?
With Jay, I relate to the character in many ways. Prayer cloth thing, that's actually me. She wrote that in for me, though, because they kept getting on me about it. It's like, you can't wear your prayer scarf with a gun in your hand. But, yeah, I can. So she wrote it in there. But, yeah, so, like, that's me. The silliness, that's me. But the gangsterness, no. I'm far from that. I'm a church baby. I was born and raised in the church. I mean, I'm gay, hallelujah. You know, the Lord made me this way, but I was born and raised in the church and not really the streets. The only thing I had to do with the streets is just to, you know, party and stuff.
Okay. Did we get everybody?
Willow. Ben is trying to come in.
I know I'm waiting on now.
Hello?
Yeah. Okay, hold up for 1 second, everybody. Teddy, did you have anything else to ask the district heat?
Not ready at the present moment because you done took all my daggone questions, man. We're going to have to talk about that later. Yeah, just took all my questions.
You can ask them if they like chicken.
Y'all like chicken?
Love chicken.
Chicken is awesome.
Yeah, we love chicken. I mean, the buffalo wings right now. I had to pause just to talk to y'all.
Oh, Lord.
That sounds so good right now. Did she say buffalo wings?
Right.
Now, y'all know I like
buffalo
wings. Who do you get ranch with? Please tell me you get ranch.
Yep. Yes, I do.
Oh.
Yeah.
I just passed out.
Did you pass out? Somebody get her one of church fame. Get her church fame. Bring her back.
Over here.
Buffalo wings and ranch sauce cheese.
Thank you.
I actually stopped at Eddie Lemon's and I got some wings and mumbo sauce. Bomb.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
now you
yes.
Got it. Now, Tell everybody, and people that do not know about mambo sauce, I love that. Ooh, that red sauce is just awesome. Can you please tell them? Tell them what mambo sauce is.
It's just like sweet goodness. It ain't ketchup. It ain't hot sauce. Like, if you were younger and you from D.C., like, you would think that mixing the two would make mambo sauce, but it didn't. I honestly, I don't know what Mei Ling did, but is the awesome idea, and it's really delicious.
It's crack for chicken. That's what it is.
Oh, wow. Crack for chicken. Okay, that's true.
That's what it is.
You put it on your fries. You put it on your fried rice. You get steak and cheese. Yes. Like, hey, put some mobile sauce on my steak and cheese. Just, yeah, okay. It's just like.
Well, I ain't had
no steak
and cheese
yet. All right, now.
Oh, okay.
We're
going to
try some of that, though.
Man, we're going to try some. We go to D.C.
Okay.
We're going to D.C.
You know they
always
got that down here in Virginia. Virginia what? Yeah.
No, that's awful. I have to go all the way to Alexandria to get some mumble, so that's the closest I got to go get it.
And they don't even,
But it's not the same as D.C., though. It's not the same.
I get that South
Beach. And they don't do it right in Alexandria. You got to go to D.C., like, straight up.
I know.
Like, it's like a miracle condiment. You can put that shit on anything.
Yes. Anything.
She said a miracle condiment. There's a condiment sent down from the heavens. Yes.
Hey. If you haven't had Mambo's house, you're missing something in your life, for real.
Yes.
See, make you a believer.
We are all hungry, everybody. Yes, we are.
I know.
Right.
Right.
And man, I know I got my plate looking at me. Hey. I'm about to be like, pause for the calls.
Yeah, we're going to pause, go get some chicken. Yes.
I am getting cussed out by everybody. Okay.
So, yeah, let them talk. They want to talk to all the people. Let them.
Yes. Everybody's like snapping. Oh my God, I want to talk to her. I want to talk to them. So definitely, ladies, what I want y'all to do right now, I want y'all to press that number one. If you want to talk to District Heat, District Heat is on the line. Do not be scared. Everybody that's listening on the airways, on the internet, dial 646-716-6977. Press the number one if you want to talk. We are about to go to the first caller. Last 8 digits. Start with a 34130. Talk to us. All right, that's 4 digits, 3074.
I think they
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Hi, everyone. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hi, Casey.
Hey.
This is Sin. I'm from FAM Unity or FAM Inc. Team Pretty P Northwest over here in the Pacific Northwest of Washington State. Okay. District Heat. I just want to let y'all know y'all are the shit.
Thank you.
So one day, I mean, I've been talking to Chris. I've been talking to Choppa. We are working on trying to get y'all to come out, maybe hosting one of our parties. We do, we cater to lesbians of color out this way. The Pacific Northwest, we don't have a whole lot of lesbians of color. So me and my business partners, we do work out. I mean, we've had Pretty P here. We've had Look Alive here. So we are working, you know, on getting more people, more headliners out. So I want you guys to, you know, if you haven't hit us up, I know Kate has hit me up, Instagram, my Facebook, my family Facebook. Casey, I know you're on there. I do want to go to one of your parties one day. I'm trying to get out that way. But,
come on.
So I'm letting y'all know, you know, the Pacific Northwest, we do support all y'all. And hopefully, you know, and we would, you know, if you guys can support us also, that would be great. But we are trying to get y'all out here. And I am trying to come, damn it, Casey. You guys got me way out there.
Uh-oh, come on.
And I just want to know, where is where's my Choppa? Why she ain't on here?
No. She's a busy lady.
All I can say is thank you for calling in, Sin. I appreciate it. Thank you.
It's Kate. How you doing?
Hey, Kate. How are you? I just inboxed you.
Yeah, I just seen that. Yeah, that's what's up. I'm glad you called in. Thank you.
Hey, y'all already know. I told you before. we support y'all. So, and I love y'all's show.
We appreciate you.
Oh, thank you so much. We greatly appreciate
the support.
Well, y'all are very welcome. So, you know, just like I said, check out our page and see what we do. Maybe y'all can come out. We can all party together and turn up.
Definitely.
All right, ladies. Thank you for talking with me.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Kate, I'm going to hit you up.
Yeah, definitely. Hit me up.
I do every day.
I know.
All right, next caller, 219-951, talk to District Heat. Hello, 219-951. All right. Area code 830-469, talk to District Heat.
How y'all doing tonight? I'm kind of nervous, y'all. I'm sorry.
Don't be nervous.
I just want to say much love to all of y'all. Y'all rocking out on this show. I absolutely love y'all show. I watch a lot of different shows, and like this is one of the best webisodes that I've like stumbled across. Because anytime I get, like, a free moment to watch TV, I just tune in to see what kind of web series is going on the Internet. But I love every character. I want to say my favorite character is Ali. I just like...
Thank you, sweetheart. I appreciate your support. We all do, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No problem. Much respect to you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
You're welcome.
Y'all
take care.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you,
you too.
Have a good
night.
You too. Easy. All right. Area code
678-709. Talk to District
Heat.
Hey.
Hey,
y'all. How y'all doing?
Hey. What's going on?
Nothing much. This is Queen Size Charm off Instagram. I just recently started following all you ladies. Casey, thanks for the ad, honey.
Hey.
I just really want to tell y'all. I wanted to tell y'all that.
Hey, I just gave her a shout out.
You surely did, sweetie. I just want to tell you ladies, I enjoy your show. And this is by far, I'm not just saying this because y'all are on the phone. I love Between Women, but Between You Guys and Between Women, No Shade, No Tea.
No, I absolutely
love this episode. I love y'all show because you guys have a different standpoint from all lesbians. And you have a successful woman, Willow. You have women
Thank you.
Have to go out and get it, Ali. You know, you and your crew. And then you have someone, you know, that's going to school, not in a relationship anymore, but is, now, look here, Chris, you know you messed up. You know you messed up. Tasha, I got your back, girl. But I absolutely love you ladies, and whoever came up with this concept, keep doing y'all thing. I can't wait to the next episode because that last little ending of episode 6, Ali and Tanker, yes, bitch, yes.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Okay.
But, yeah, y'all keep doing y'all thing. I got to get back to work. I just want to speak to you ladies.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking out
no
that
problem.
Time.
Have a good one.
Yeah, you too.
Right. Good night.
Did y'all hear her say no shade, no tea? I know that's right, girl. She's a little
cut.
I like her.
Ass. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if we weren't on the phone, she would have put up that froggy picture. The cover of the frog picture.
And a quick shout out to Novia. Novia, you hit a love. We love you. Thank you. We couldn't
do
it without you.
Can you ladies tell them who is the hottest writer of all time? Let them know exactly who is behind District Heat. Shinovia McKenzie.
Yeah, I heard that.
She's awesome, and she's funny. I just want you to know that. Hear my voice, you're funny. Real funny. Cool people.
Easy to talk to. Yeah, she's, yeah, definitely cool people, easy to talk to, but she's about her business, though. Don't get it wrong.
So we all can see.
We get whooping. Do your job.
You don't got to help to you. I know that's right.
Yeah, she's an awesome person.
Definitely thank you, Miss McKenzie, for bringing something so awesome to the DMV area. Something that definitely we needed, not only to the DMV area, but to the lesbian community. Definitely.
Right.
Definitely. We needed this. So, thank you. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Area code 571-451. Talk to District Heat.
Oh, this son, I'm trying to get in.
Oh, you in now,
baby.
Oh, this son.
I don't have no question. I'm a part of the
show. Right.
Well,
everybody, Sin, I want you to introduce yourself right quick.
What's going on, everybody? How y'all doing? This Sin, a.k.a. Matt. Cool. Yeah.
All right. So, Sin, I'm asking the same question I asked everybody else. I want to know, what makes your character different from who you are outside of District Heat?
Oh, man, I'm totally different from my character. For one, in real life, Tinker wouldn't have been getting away with half of that shit she was doing. That's dead. But, I mean, honestly, for real, playing this character made me see, like, a whole different aspect and view on how different people handle different situations. You know, since she more laid back, soft, caring, you know, she really care about things. So I got in touch with a different side of myself playing this character, so it's cool.
Okay, okay. You have any questions for Sam, Teddy?
Oh, you like chicken.
Huh? Yeah, I do like chicken. I'm trying to stay away from fried chicken, though.
Okay, that's something. Now, I asked everybody else the same question, you know, the same they asked you to.
Very true.
Teddy is crazy. I'm sorry. Do you put mambo sauce on your baked chicken?
Yeah. Did you cook?
Book off door, everything besides chicken.
I want some of the sauce now. Y'all gonna have to
crazy.
Me some of the sauce.
Really?
What? I like
if
food.
If you don't get any mumbo sauce before we get down there, I'll make sure I bring you some. Yes.
Awesome.
Bring us a whole bucket, honey. One of them 7-Eleven big, super big cups. Oh, ain't lying. Man, I'm going to store that, put that in the freezer.
So be in a corner somewhere dipping chicken in the sauce. Don't mind me.
Yes, being she ready to do. What KC doing, girl? She done dipped the chicken in the mambo sauce. Ain't lying.
Those are clear. Cut up. Sauce.
Yeah, okay. I got a question for y'all, too.
Okay, let's go.
So, how y'all feel about the drama that's, like, unfolding? Like, when y'all watching this, any shock moments, like, the first episode, like, did that shock you?
Man, the first episode, for real, I'm going to tell you the truth, man. Ali.
Oh,
man, you got some swag, man. Because you done picked up the businesswoman, done picked up Willow. You know, at first, I'm going to keep it real with you. I thought Willow was straight. I'm going to keep it real with you. I was like.
Why Willow gotta be straight? Hold on. Why Willow gotta
I'm
be straight?
I'm sorry, Willow, because I wasn't expecting to be real with you because you really don't see, like, in a lot of web series, you don't really see a businesswoman, you know? It's always somebody turning her out, you know? Yeah. You never really see a lesbian businesswoman in the web series, and I definitely want to say I loved it. I loved the web series.
Technically, Willow is still straight because she's never been with a dom, so, you know, she's...
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
oh
well,
yeah.
Whoa. Whoa.
Damn.
What?
All right.
Whoa.
Sound like fire words.
Take them clothes off. We all the same there.
Yeah.
You don't know that.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Jesus, take the wheel. Take the wheel.
Is it Jesus? Wait, the door, honey. Oh.
That's crazy.
What about you, Teddy? When you first saw the first episode, give this or he your feedback.
It's like this. I'm going to be honest. I just started watching it today because I had some, you know, family emergencies to go home. But halfway through, I'm like, oh, my damn. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
It's like I got to finish watching, and I'll probably watch out one through six when I get off the phone. I'm like, I'm not going to sleep tonight. I'm going to watch the show.
Man, that drama.
You probably will binge watch, because I've been getting that from a lot of people in my inbox. They're like, man, I watched one. I couldn't stop watching. I had to go to 2, 3, 4, 5. I was up to 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, oh, shoot, I feel guilty. Like, we're making you miss sleep, but thank you.
Miss sleep, miss work, being lunch break on the cell phone, up in the bathroom, on the toilet, taking the doodle watch, and I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to keep it 100.
It don't take that long to take a shit. You've been in there 2 hours. What you doing?
Man, let me tell you for real. The couple, Tasha and Chris,
yeah.
Y'all are so funny. I'm going to keep it real with you. I want to know how y'all going to make up.
Man, I mean, I'm still working a lot of things out, you know, so I don't know if I mean, at this point in time, you know, I've started to realize it. You know, I mean, I've just started to do things in my life. So, I don't know. Ask Tasha.
Chris,
oh, Tasha, you going to forgive Chris, girl?
Oh, Lord.
Uh-oh. She done got quiet.
She's
connected.
Oh, Tasha gone. Tasha ain't going to say that while sitting on this phone. You know that.
Right.
That's a trick question.
Hey, Chris, you sounded like that little boy over there. I don't know.
Mother mouth.
True words of a pimp. I don't know.
Right.
What? Stuttering. And seeing
them. Don't be
a show.
Calm down.
Let me ask you.
Yeah.
How was that scene with Tasha? How did you feel, like, you know, smashing Chris Boo? Like, how did you feel about that, man? Like, y'all was just in the room together playing pool and everything, like.
Hey, honestly, it was so uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy uncomfortable. I'd be nervous. I was nervous doing that scene, honestly.
Okay. Y'all crazy.
Yeah. That was a good answer, though.
I love it, though. I love it. I definitely love it. And I'm going to make sure everybody see it. Everybody go see it. I'm going to keep it real with you.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody
can
see it. Do y'all have any upcoming shows going on? Like, you know, maybe the people in different cities can know where to find y'all at?
Yeah, We hosting in Aqua nightclub in DC this Thursday. Okay. A lot of the cast will be there, so come see your favorite cast member. You know what I'm saying? So, and then I don't know if anybody's from the PA area, but I'm gonna be in Pittsburgh Friday. So, What Is a Butch campaign is gonna be hosting that fashion show up there. Come out and see me perform, and yeah, it'll be a good time.
Okay.
Oh, and then we got Obvious. She's on. I know. I wanted to announce that.
Okay. I think we got time for maybe
three
more callers. If y'all want to talk to District Heat, press number one. Don't be scared. They're not going to bite you. I promise you. All right?
No,
call your code 602-717. Talk to District Heat.
Oh, yeah. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, can y'all hear
Hello.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, my bad. I'm at the gym. I just wanted to call in and show some love. This thing, Q, from Life Under the Rainbow on Seville TV. How y'all doing tonight?
All right.
Hey. Cool. Yeah, I just always watch all the webisodes on YouTube and all the films, Their Breasts and all that. So I just I look forward to that day where, you know, one of these shows, if not all of them, get picked up by a major company,
yes,
get a contract.
Yes.
So I always try to, like, promote as much as I can, because it only takes one for them to see that we got a big audience out there where they can make some money.
Cool.
And basically all will follow. So I really like the show. Sorry, I'm out of breath. I was doing the breath at the gym. But I just wanted to call in, show y'all some love, and I really like the show. I like different perspectives and the cast I have. And I wish y'all the best of luck. Can't wait to see the next episode.
Thank you
so much.
Much love to you.
No problem.
Thank you.
I didn't even know.
Yeah.
And, oh, is she gone? Are you still there?
Oh, are you still here? 602?
Yeah. I thought y'all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I just, you know what I'm saying? This is Chris. But I just want to say, yeah, thank you for giving us your shout out. And then you know what I'm saying? I really liked your role that you played, you know. And you've done a lot of great things. So to have your support,
yeah,
is, it means a lot. And, yeah, thank you.
No problem. Appreciate that.
No doubt.
Yes.
All right. I'll let y'all other fans, I know y'all got all these ladies waiting to talk to y'all, so I'm going to bounce out of you, but y'all have a good night.
No, don't go nowhere yet. Don't go nowhere. You stay here for a second. Can you introduce yourself again?
Yeah, sorry I was out of breath. I was at the gym. I was like, let me call in and chat with them real quick. But my name is Sing Q, Sang, and I'm on Life Under the Rainbow. I play in part one and part two as one of the main characters. That's a movie on YouTube. And then I'm also a small character on Seville TV out of Atlanta. So Life Under the Rainbow was filmed in Chicago, and then Seville TV is in Atlanta. I'm just on season two, like a small role, a little teaser character on Seville TV. But I really enjoy it, and the way I learned about a lot of the web series, I just started getting involved in a lot of this stuff. Like about 2 years ago, I started doing research, and I had a group, and just trying to start promoting. So Cookie Hughes and Milan Parker, Ty Green, I know about a lot of the directors and stuff that put stuff out maybe 3 to 5 years ago. And In Between Women was a big inspiration for me. So all of these shows, you know, I always keep up with all of them, watch all of them, and try to share and support them. And I even have a Facebook page where, you know, we try to feature somebody every week on there so that, you know, other people can see. I haven't really been as disciplined on it lately, but it's called like a WRL. It's like a LGBTQ guy with, like, musicians and authors and anybody who does any film and directing and stuff like that. And so, like I said, my goal is not just for myself, but it's just for us to get more visibility out there and hopefully start getting some of these big contracts and start getting some of our actresses and actors in Hollywood, you know. I want to see all of us be successful.
Yes.
Yes, network. We got.
Yeah,
we got.
Yeah. Hey, this is Jay. I'm a big fan of Stelville, and I've seen the episode with you on it. You the pilot, right?
But I don't want to take away from what y'all doing. But again, keep up the good work. I love what y'all doing. Man, y'all sex scenes in there, y'all took it to a whole another level. I was like, all right, okay. So I love it. Like I said, I'm going to let y'all out here so other people could talk. I don't want to hog up the line.
All right. Thank you again. Truly appreciate it.
All right. No problem at all.
Yeah.
Much love again, yo.
All right.
That was definitely awesome, like two web series. Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Like support. Like, that's definitely awesome.
That's crazy. She cool.
Yeah, she is.
They're cool people, humble.
Yeah, and that's what's up. Like, I really appreciate her calling in because it's like, you know, other people have seen what we're doing and they're in the position to, you know, shout us out as well, but some people, you know, don't take the time, but it's great that she called in, and I really appreciate that. That's very nice.
Definitely.
It's
all support each other, you know. It's just
support
is free, you know.
Exactly.
Don't take nothing but 2 seconds to share something. It's free.
Exactly.
You know, then, you know, not only is it free, it's good luck. It's good luck to you.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Definitely, definitely are coming to an end. Sorry. I definitely want to thank, first of all, I want to thank District Heat, each and every last one of you. I enjoy watching you. Your fans enjoy watching you. We're not your fans. We're your family. We all family. You know, definitely, I want to get y'all down here to a couple of different events that's going on. Not only that, any promoters on the line, there's a lot of y'all. I know a lot of y'all numbers. There's a lot of y'all on y'all. I want y'all to tell everybody exactly how they can book you in their city, their country. You know, there's a lot of different countries on here, too. So, you know, like I said, support. So, can y'all tell them your booking email or how they can get into contact with your managers to bring y'all to their city?
I mean, you could get in touch with me, bookings.cade@gmail.com, and then you could just hit me up on my Instagram, whatever, Chris_District Heat, and
This is Ali. You can hit me up even on my Facebook page, is Pretty Boy with a Heart, on my Instagram page, Shaking Not Stirred, or Ali_District Heat. Also, you can hit up my manager, Onyx Entertainment, so at onyxentertainment.com, so either way.
This is Jay, a.k.a. Angela DMC. You can definitely hit me up on my Instagram or my SoundCloud, not that's for music, but Facebook, Angela CMC, and that's AngelousTheMC. And if it's concerning District Heat, you might want to go ahead and do info@districtheat.com. Yeah, because if it's concerning District Heat directly, you might want to go ahead and just contact Shinobi.
Okay.
Same thing for me. You can hit me up on Instagram or info.districtheat@gmail.com.
And for me, this is Tasha, a.k.a. Teresa. You can hit me up on Instagram at Tasha_districtheat or info.districtheat.gmail.
And this is Willow, a.k.a. Kat, or Kathleen Von Crosby. You can hit me up on my website, www.kathleenvoncrosby.com, or my Facebook, Kathleen Von Crosby, Instagram, Kat Von Crosby.
All right, ladies. I'm definitely District Key. I want to thank y'all for tuning in to She's On Radio. September the 24th, we will be having part 3. Y'all ladies, lock that in your calendar. District Key will be back. We'll be back, and it will all definitely right. be a longer show. Definitely thank you, Teddy, for coming on, being an awesome person, awesome co-host.
No problem. You know I'm here all the time.
Yep.
And I want to thank all the listeners. If you have not gotten your tickets to She Pride 2014, www.shepride2014.eventbrite. Got us a whole lot of special guests. Can't tell y'all.
Yeah.
A lot of special guests. As a matter of fact, we got one on the line right now. Chris will be, be performing. Tell them a little bit about that, Chris.
Oh yeah. She's on...
All right. Well, y'all ladies, tomorrow we will be having Texas veteran hip-hop artist K.E.L. She will be on the zone. I want to thank each and every last one of y'all for tuning in. Y'all have a good night.
Have a good night.
Good night,
guys.
Bye. Cloudy skies and rain clouds have come to stay. Windy nights and sad sights won't go away. La-la-la-la-la. But I wanna be without a care. Unicorns and butterflies everywhere.
Tomorrow.